into something that is owed not only with money, but also with your time and your effort.
Yeah, I was thinking about it in that sense too, maybe. Like, you know, B.B. King,
right,
before he was well known, had to play the Southern nightclub circuit. Nobody had heard of him.
Right.
Now he's famous. He's spent that time paying his dues.
Right. Well.
Okay. All right. Somebody might say, well, nowadays good workers are extremely difficult to find. You might say good workers are getting mighty
scarce, hard to
find. Okay. All right, the verb dive, you would say the boy might dive in. Yesterday he...
Yesterday he dived in.
Okay, and he has many times.
Dived in many times.
Okay. What about a person dives in the water and he lands right flat on his stomach? You say he did a what?
Belly bust.
Anything else you call that?
Belly flop.
Okay. So what about if a boy is playing out in the front yard, he'll occasionally tuck his head down and kick his legs and go over? You say he did a...
Wait a minute, come again.
Okay, he tucks his head down on the ground and he kicks his legs out and he goes over like that. You say he did a...
Flip, a somersault.
Okay. What about the verb swim? The boy can swim. Yesterday he
swam.
And he has
swam.
Okay. What about when a customer pays his bill at the store, the storekeeper, have you ever heard of the storekeeper giving him perhaps a little present or a gift for paying the bill? What would you call that? Are you familiar with that situation?
A storekeeper giving a person a gift for paying the bill? No, I'm not familiar with that situation.
Okay.
We'd be in pretty good shape.
Okay. All right. What about if a person got caught in some deep water and he couldn't swim, you'd say he what happened?
He drowned.
Okay. Or you say you weren't there, I didn't see him.
Drowned.
Okay. What does a baby do before he can walk?
Crawl.
Okay, the verb climb, you say you climb a tree. Yesterday I
climbed.
And I have
climbed.
Okay. If, let's say a little child wants to hide from you, he wants to hide behind the couch. If he's kind of tall, he may have to do what to conceal himself?
Stoop.
Okay. Or would you ever say crouch?
No, I don't use crouch too much.
Okay. What about he wanted to try to scare you? He would jump out all of a sudden. What would he probably say?
Boo.
Boo. Okay. And a little child, before going to bed, might say his prayers. You'd say that he went over beside his bed and...
He kneeled at his bed?
Okay. And you might say, well, I'm feeling pretty tired. I think I'll go to the bed and...
I'm feeling pretty tired. I go up to the bed and...
What do you do?
Well, I get in the bed.
Would you ever say you just... on your back, you... Believe I'll go...
Get in the bed.
Would you ever say lie down?
Do I use it? Like, believe I'll go lie down? I don't know. Maybe I do.
Okay. Or you might say, she was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Okay. He lied in bed all day.
Okay. What about the things you see in your sleep? You say you
lie down. Yeah, I use that.
Okay.
All
right.
Yes, I do.
Those things that you see in your sleep, you'd say, I had a
nightmare.
Or if it's not a nightmare, it's just a
dream.